Welcome to the Edge Television Broadcast. Now, a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, let me sync up here. It's great to be with you. And this is the Common Sense Show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And I'm joined by my good friend Daniel Ott. And this is a simulcast. So this will be unusual for people who are listening both on thecommonsenseshow.tv and on Daniel Ott's show. So we're simulcasting, and we'll see how this goes. This is going to be fun.
All right, Dave. Hey, be great to be on your program right now.
Well, it's great to have you on. And you kind of said it all, the Halloween scare tactics, the propaganda tactics. What do you think of the polls, Daniel? Let's start there.
Well, you have to go back to 2016, Dave, and we all know there was a bunch of fraud. Every single poll was wrong. They had the Hill to Beast winning by 90 points some cases. They basically told Trump just to get out of the race. It was so bad he was going to lose, and there was no way that he would ever get the votes in an electoral college. And so, but as we all know, that was wrong, and they're trying it again, but they're a little bit more reserved this time. They've narrowed the spread so they won't look like the fools they did last time.
Well, just a week ago they had 50-38 in favor of Biden, and we haven't seen that kind of division since Herbert Hoover and Franklin Roosevelt faced off in the 1932 election. And I'm thinking, there's no way there's that number. So then they came out, the campaign manager for Biden, and he said, it's a lot closer than we think. Trump could win. And now, do you know what the polls are saying now?
What are they saying?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what they're saying. They're still saying, I'm still seeing Biden 49, Trump's 47. So like I said, they've narrowed the gap, but they're still going, it's still in the ground, on the ground. There's an untold number of people. Dave, you know, it's like the Trump people won't put a Trump sign in their yard because they don't want their houses to be burned down, but a Biden supporter will put the sign out so the Antifa and BLM won't come and destroy their house. So the Trump people are much more reserved. Only those people that are well armed probably will put a Trump sign out. The rest of the people won't. So the real Biden supporters are rabid as far as the left is concerned, and they want to show whose side they're on. So that's why if you don't see a lot of Biden signs, it's because there's not a lot of Biden supporters.
Well, the one thing, I've done my own polling, and I've watched the crowds. Here in Phoenix, there was a Biden-Harris event about 10 days ago, and Fox News Channel 10, our local affiliate, was out there where they were going to have the rally. And this little sweet thing of a reporter, inexperienced as she was, she said, I think I'm at the right place. But there's nobody here. It's kind of boring. That's exact quote. That's an exact quote. I'm watching this just laughing my rear end off. And then I flipped over to Fox. And at the same time, the president was in Pennsylvania. And it looked packed. Absolutely packed. That's my exit polling. I mean, you can measure Trump's crowds in tens of thousands. You can measure Biden in tens.
Hey, Dave, I want to know, who's making those little circles for Biden, man? That's a pretty good artist doing that.
Well, a lot of them are empty, though.
Well, I think because all the Biden supporters stand around and do a circle something. But anyway, yeah, I'm. It looks like it's going to be a silent landslide. That's my point of view. That's why I'm looking at it.
Here's what worries me, Daniel. I know that they mailed out 80 million ballots. They being the Democrats. I have people I know that I've talked to that received their name on a Democratic ballot pre-filled out, and then six people on other ballots pre-filled out. So one person I knew in the Phoenix area, I said, what'd you do? I called the sheriff. They wanted nothing to do with it. Hmm. So it's like no one cares. Mm-hmm. And then you got UPS. I mean, let me ask you a question. Since the mail-in balloting started, we've no doubt heard all these stories about fraud, cheating, ditching ballots for Trump. Have you heard anything that would have hurt Biden in the fraud?
No. You know, Dave, that only goes one way. When they find a pile of ballots in the ditch, it's always Trump support. It's always Trump votes. When they find them in the dumpster, the ditch, being burnt up, cut in pieces, it's all Trump's. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's not plausible.
No.
It's not plausible that we haven't heard one. See, this is why I have to wonder why the Republicans aren't speaking out. They should ask, why is it with all the voting fraud that's being reported in the mainstream media, not one has hurt Joe Biden? Why aren't people asking that question?
Mm-hmm. Well, the question,
they're not doing it.
Well, the question I ask, Dave, is why do all the dead people vote for Democrats? I mean, how come the Republicans can't get no dead people vote? I mean, they should put a polling station at every cemetery, man, pick some of these votes up.
2.5 years ago, I was invited to a Republican event, and I went there as a member of the media, and my congressman, Paul Gosar, and I were talking, and I asked him about voter fraud, and we were talking about the 2016 election. And he said, Dave, we always factor in 6-7% Democrats cheating. I go, local elections? He goes, any elections. But he said, I think in 2020, it's going to be worse. He called it. He called it in 2017. He said it's going to be worse. And that's my fear. My fear is that the Democrats could steal this election, even though they'll be nowhere close. I mean, I was listening to Bill O'Reilly last night on Glenn Beck. I was driving home from the gym, and Bill O'Reilly was saying, you know, in most areas of the country, Trump's going to get 65% of the vote. Do you agree with that?
I would say in the interior, he certainly is. On the coast, I don't think so. But yeah. I agree with you, Dave. The only way to offset the cheating that's going on a massive scale, because you know the Chinese is the Democrats' best buds, so they're probably trying to hack the election. The only way that Trump's going to win it legitimately is for a landslide to overcome all the fraudulent crap that's going to be pulled across the country.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And so what kind of recourse do you think Trump will take if, you know, everyone knows he's going to win, he shows up on election night, he loses, the voter fraud's there, mainstream media corruption going hand in hand. What kind of options do you think that Trump has?
Well, I say if he had the government apparatus that was legit, he'd probably have a pretty good chance. But the Obama holdovers and the deep staters, they're all still in there, man. Some of them are hiding under the covers in their safe spaces. Others are faking or feigning, legitimacy. But without their help, you know, he has virtually stood alone against all this big tech, big media, big donors, foreign countries. I mean, academia. And Dave, in my mind, only somebody has God watching out for him somehow, or the power of God's on him, or something, could withstand the forces of hell that have been arrayed against him, you know. But, you know, I think there's a Bible scripture that says, you know, that God will laugh at their derision. And here's what I got to say about that, Dave. I believe that the Trump's election, and I believe his reelection, is providential. It's mandated in the heavens before time. And God loves nothing more than to take what looks like overwhelming odds to show himself strong. Trump has been right in every single thing that he has said and done. He's been proven right, whether it's the same day or a month later or a year later. And does he have some plan? I think there's something that will miraculously occur that will offset the stealing of the election.
It is amazing that the laptop from hell did not do that. Yeah, you think the bottom would have fallen out. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the kind of thing that usually causes a candidate to resign. It's just mind-boggling to me. He's still in the race. Mm-hmm. And then to fall back on the old Russian collusion delusion, and Daniel, I got to share this with you. 4 years ago, leading into the election, the Washington Post referred to the Common Sense Show as an agent for the Russian government.
Wow. Go figure. That's you?
Da. I think that's the only word I know. Mm-hmm. Vodka. I think that's all I know in Russian. But,
wow.
But it's true. There were 200 of us. So people like my friend Mike Adams and Steve Quayle and Doug Hagel. We're all agents of the Russian government, boy. We don't listen to us. Run the other way. You know what we should have done was a collective class action lawsuit, all 200 of us.
Well, Dave, I believe there's actually a second laptop out there right now. Supposedly, mm-hmm. the DEA has it on another matter. But, you know, the FBI supposedly had Hunter Biden's laptop from hell for over a year. They've been sitting on it. How long does it take to see that the guys got porn in there with little kids? I mean, how much investigation does it take?
It's a good question. And I'm hesitating here to answer your question because it's not just about the child porn. That may be the worst thing, or depending, treason, child porn, flip a coin. But I will tell you, it's much deeper than this too. It's much wider in its scope. I know about the DEA. I'm impressed that you know it, because I was told to sit on this until Monday. So I won't ask you where you got the information, but I've had that information since Tuesday of this week. And the DEA is a pretty good organization. I have two regular contacts in there, and they have their rogue guys, and most of them are stationed in Central and South America, but they're pretty good guys. But it's the same thing. But here's the other thing too, and this is why I say this is wider. In July of 2017, I published two memos on the Common Sense Show. One was called the Rostov Memo. The other was a State Department cable, both saying the same thing, that the delivery of the first batch of uranium, highly enriched uranium, from the Uranium One scandal on behalf of Hillary Clinton was conducted by Robert Mueller, and named in both cables. And a lot of people like to give me credit for breaking the Uranium One story. I did not. It was the New York Times that broke it, and I jumped into it and said they didn't go far enough, and I started pursuing it. Mm-hmm. But to me, this is such a widespread issue. You got illegal gun trafficking, you got drug running, you got influence peddling, you've got treason, you've got F-35 weapons transfer from Ukraine, overseen by Hunter Biden on Air Force Two to Wuhan. And we also suspect that on that same shipment was the Wuhan flu. We can't prove it, but that's what we suspect. So sorry to give such a long-winded answer to your question, but this is like the entire corruption of the world centered right here. One big mafia.
Hmm. Yeah, and of course they're censoring the big tech censoring everybody. I mean, they're definitely, they don't want to repeat last year. They were derided by the leftist hordes saying they didn't do enough to stop Trump's election, so they're trying to do all they can so they don't have to face those freaks again.
Did you know that there's a lawsuit right now by the creators that have been banned from YouTube? And they're suing YouTube?
No, but there needs to be a lot of lawsuits.
Yeah, I think they might be a little early, and I was talking to someone in the industry that has a little bit more knowledge legally than I do. He thinks that Section 230, which says you have to make up your mind, you're either a publisher, okay, or you're a platform. And right now, big tech has it both ways, and 230 needs to be cleaned up. Once it is, the lawsuits will go forward and they'll win. Mm-hmm. But I believe Trump has to get reelected for that to happen. Mm.
Well, I think a lot of people in this country are nervous, Dave, because they don't know the outcome. And, you know, there's a lot of Democrat cities, I understand, are boarding up potential riots. You know, it's interesting. Trump supporters aren't going to riot if Trump loses. But no. Biden supporters will riot if he loses. And they're going to riot if he wins. I mean, they're just going to riot. That's all they do.
Well, when you're paid, what is it, $180 a day now by George Soros and friends? That'll get you some pretty good rioters. Do you remember early on in the COVID crisis, they were, for humanitarian reasons, releasing prisoners?
Yeah.
Volatile, violent prisoners. Mm-hmm. Well, who do you think they recruited to do these riots?
Same people?
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Hey, Dave, you know, I know Democrats are dumb, but has any of them followed through the logic that the laptop is from Russia? So did they email in into this laptop? They emailed in some fake emails, and then they told Hunter Biden to turn in and forget about where he dropped it off. I mean, has anybody produced a plausible how that happened, that it's Russian disinformation?
No, but I have an answer for you, but it doesn't include Russia, unless the cocaine that Hunter Biden was on came from Russia. That's the only way. This was a cocaine-induced stupor, and he flat forgot what he did. To me, that's the only thing that makes any sense.
So Hunter Biden is one heartbeat away from having a separate room in the White House under old Joe. Wow. Is he going to bring some of his porn friends and bring some crack in there, Dave?
Could be some pretty interesting parties.
Well, I think the Clintons had some interesting parties there, too. They bought a bunch of freaks in there.
Yeah, and under the banner, Epstein.
Hey, do the Bidens have an island too near the Epstein pedo-island?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Well, something come across Facebook. You know, Facebook is the bastion of all truth. So, you know, I really read it religiously, you know.
I can't even bring myself to comment. I mean, right now, if you post something on Facebook that is from someone who's been banned in this purge of we can't talk about the laptop, you get banned too. It's amazing. It's just, it's like, you ever seen that picture of the Nazis burning the books?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. They're burning the digital footprints and the digital data. It's the same kind of thing. These are the tyrants of today. You know, in some of the old science fiction movies, they always projected a future where there would be a totalitarian state. And, you know, I mean, the themes of these earlier science fiction movies was, we don't want to go there. But usually the end of those is that there's some person that rises, you know, like in V and Equilibrium. I mean, all kinds of movies of the future where there's dictatorial regimes, that somebody, a group or someone, rises and defeats them. And Trump's the closest to that. So, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, he's going to need some more of that God power, that dragon energy that he's been doing with these incredible rallies all day long and into the night. Nobody can keep up with him. Nobody knows how he does it.
It's amazing. And he's so good. I was flipping around and I was on YouTube today and they played the intro music. He comes out and he starts talking and I realized 5 minutes in, I've already seen this twice. That's how good the guy is. He just brings you in. Mm-hmm. And the message is simple. If you look at Biden and Harris, I'm going to take your cars, I'm going to take your gun, I'm going to take your money. Yes, I am going to tax you. That's all what we're going to do to you. Trump, I'm going to free everything up so you can be more prosperous. It's about freedom. It's about opening the country up. It's totally a 180 diametrically opposed message than we get from the hoe with the heels in the air and Biden. I mean, it's incredible the distinction between the two. And the only thing that Biden hangs his hat on, it's about togetherness. It's about bringing the country together. So did you hear what he said to his hecklers? It's not like those stupid people over there.
Yeah.
So much for bringing the country together.
Right. And the last time he called them chumps.
Yeah. Yeah. But yet he criticizes Trump for the lie that he called soldiers losers. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. Trump loves the military, loves them.
Yeah.
He goes out of his way to show it. Mm. That didn't happen. That was just, hey, let's make this up about Donald Trump.
Well, how about these sources that they keep coming up with, these anonymous sources? Turns out there's a bunch of hoaxers too. Every charge ever made against him in the last 4 years, 3.5 years, has been a fraud.
How familiar are you with Rules for Radicals?
Well, let's see, that's the book that Obama goes by and Hillary Clinton goes by. It's probably on her bookshelf reading it right now.
Yeah, because what they say in there is accuse your opponent of what it is you're doing so you can cover it up. Mm-hmm. So let's look at Hillary stealing uranium off BLM land and selling highly enriched uranium to the Russians. That's treason, because that could end up in a bomb coming back our way. So what do? They accuse Trump of the Russian collusion delusion. And then the Ukraine. You've got all those crimes we already mentioned in Ukraine. So they impeach him for one conversation with the president who says what you're accusing of the president of did not happen. It's rules for radical. That's what they're doing. They just accuse Trump of what it is they're doing.
Hmm. Well, you know, I can only hope that that people are smarter than voting for Biden. But Dave, look, man, you're a man in the know. What was the underlying tone? What was Biden saying when he said we're heading for a dark winter?
Aha. There's two possible answers in my book. There was a drill done, and forgive me, I don't remember the years. I want to say late 60s, but it was about spreading pandemic, locking people down, ending freedom. And it was called Operation Dark Winter. It really existed. There was such a thing. One of my viewers, in fact, actually right here, wrote me an email and said, Dave, you need to look into this. That comment's significant. So that's one possibility. The other could be it's just a metaphor. We're a dark winter. There's a second wave coming. We've got it planned. We're going to lock you down. And if you look at what's happening around the world, that's plausible. Because look at what Europe's doing. France and Germany shut down. Italy shut down. And now other countries are beginning to follow suit. And America kind of stands alone. And every headline you read, the mainstream media attached to Trump right now, has some reference to coronavirus. So in other words, he's deficient in his response.
Hmm. Well, it's like Trump said, it's COVID, 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 trying to scare the crap out of people. Dave, I read today that some polling places are closing for the COVID, for the cooties 19.
They must be in blue states.
There you go.
And I'll tell you why I think that's true. Harder to cheat when you walk up and vote than if you get a mail-in ballot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I understand the Democrats have more mail-in ballots, so yeah, they'd want to cut off the walk-ins.
Yes, exactly. What happened to wearing a face mask in 6 feet? So, I don't know if you saw this or not. I did a podcast on this today. I just can't believe it. Newsom's the man who's stealing Thanksgiving. Did you see his restrictions?
I did.
I mean, you can only meet for 2 hours. So what, does COVID not show up until 1 minute after two? And you can't sing. And you can only have people from two families. And I asked, what if you have a cousin twice removed because of divorce? Can they come? And you know, in the UK, did you see what they're doing? At Christmas, they've announced they're going to break down your door to make sure you're not violating the gathering rules for Christmas. This is called destroying the culture and bringing in the new world order and getting rid of the family.
Are they doing? I tell you what makes me mad, Dave, is they took Charlie Brown Christmas off this year. That's what pisses me off.
You're kidding. Nope. I hadn't heard that.
Yep, it went over to Apple. Apple TV has it. Of course, nobody's got that. And so that's just the last step before Charlie Brown Christmas just evaporates from all time as it gets canceled. But yeah, man, I don't know how many, it's on for 50 years. I mean, that is the staple. There's more to this Cooties 19 than trying to keep people safe. It's just exactly what you said. They're trying to undermine the culture, erase all the history, any underpinnings of togetherness and societal cohesiveness they're trying to destroy so they can put something else that's crazier and crap back in there.
Yeah, let's put some truth into this that you and I both talked about very early on. Number one, today, Scott Atlas, I saw him interviewed on Fox. Donald Trump at his latest rally, they both said exactly the same thing. The death rate for everybody that's not elderly and has comorbid conditions is way less than 1%. We need to protect the elderly. And I'm going to add this in too. This is the first time in history we've ever quarantined healthy people and not seriously discussed herd immunity, which a lot of doctors think we've reached. But let's talk about what we know. Fauci and Birx are on the Bill Gates payroll, and they have been for a very long time. How could they be entrusted to make decisions? Because they're not going to go against the hand that feeds them. And here in Arizona, you'll find this interesting. We have a governor named Ducey. He pretends to be a Republican, but he's a Democrat in drag. And he's given some onerous lockdowns that we went through. But what I found out, it's easy to find. Go to TGen, T-Gen, search term, mm-hmm. And you'll see Doug Ducey on the board of directors. Now, why is that significant? Because TGen is in league with vaccine production and also COVID testing with what we call Sonora Quest Laboratories here in the Valley, and that's the biggest testing group in Arizona. So whatever decision he makes as governor, money is going to move one way or the other to benefit conflict of interest. And I've been all over this. And this is how corrupt these people are. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Well, I know that that horsey-faced governor, Whitmer in Michigan, she just announced if somebody tries to trick-or-treat tonight, she's going to fine them $1,000. What is wrong with that witch?
She can't. She has already been told by her state Supreme Court that your mandates are illegal because they don't come from the legislature. She's already been struck down. And her AG, who's a Democrat, also said 2 days later that I'm not going to enforce any of your mandates. So how could she possibly get away with that?
Well, Dave, a lot of people have asked me about whether or not there's going to be a civil war coming, and I think I may have talked with you before, but my feeling of the matter is because there's not a north or south, there's not a definitive line, it won't be a civil war. It will be just the same old rioting and looting, and pretty much the same old places has already been rioted and looted. I don't know how much more they got to steal. I don't know if companies are refilling the stores there so they can get looted again. I know some stores in some of these cities, like, you know, there were 18 ATMs that were blown apart in Philadelphia, and that company said that they're probably not going to replace those machines. And then the people in the neighborhood are saying, hey, it's discriminating against our neighborhood by not putting an ATM machine in there. How can they win that?
Well, I feel sorry for the people that aren't behind any of this but have to suffer the results.
And that's some of it.
Yeah, and you just summed it up very well with the ATM argument. The man who was shot in Philadelphia had a knife. Standard police practice, time immemorial, if they're outside strike range, if they're inside strike range, they get shot. If they're outside strike range times three, you might give them a warning, but you're not required to. You don't get a second warning. That man chose his own day to die. But see, because he's black, the radicals use that as the excuse to now we can go ahead and destabilize the country. But my opinion is this. The rioting, the looting, the burning, the raping, the murdering, and the lockdowns, the loss of personal property, the loss of your job, the loss of your business, it's all directed at doing one thing. Here's a popular president that had the best 3 years in American economic history ever, and we have to take him down because we want a Bolshevik revolution, and we're going to replace the republic with a dictatorship. And so they're all in concert together. I think all these things that are happening are just part of one grand master plan. How do you see it?
Well, yeah, there's a master plan afoot here, and it goes back to, like you said, the rules for radicals. This plan's been in place. Basically, what happened 3.5 years ago, Trump came along, he pulled the curtain behind there, and so they were caught. So they just turned the switch, said, okay, no need to hide anymore. Let's just go after what we really want, which is to destroy America as we know it, destroy it historically, destroy the financial system, everything that they can. But this rearrangement of the country is designed to empower the Democrats in charge, not to fix anything, the particular problem within the country. But what the Democrats want, and the reason they keep getting caught with their hands in the Chinese cookie jar, is because they want money, and Americans are so easily bribed. But the Chinese, they're using these guys like straw men. They're just said, okay, we're gonna, you know, we're with you, you know, we'll overthrow that mean old Trump. But they've got bigger plans. So the people in this country got plans. They think they're great plans to empower and enrich themselves. But there's somebody bigger than them out there that's been manipulating them. You know, Dave, I like to frame it this way: the Nazis were outnumbered by the Jews. But yet so few Nazis got to move whole legions and thousands of Jews in a certain direction. They did that by having intermediary Jews to be kind of like over them. So they put them in charge, you know, and gave them an extra special star to move the Jews and get their trust to go into the camps, go into the working things, go into the furnace, whatever. But then at the end of it, they thought they were going to get it passed, and they got it. So the shocking news for the Democrats, whoever they're in league with is financing their organization. There's a bigger part that's going to play, and they're not going to be in charge when the other part takes place.
You nailed it. That's such a great historical example. Congratulations. I had never thought of that. I'm aware of the event as you're describing it, but It's the brown shirt principle. Hitler had his brown shirts that he kind of came up through the ranks with, but he did have brown shirts that were Jews. And then when he was done with these, quote, useful idiots, he did away with them too. And you're right, there's a parallel here. This is why I laugh at the misfortune of Feinstein, Pelosi, Schiff, Schumer, Nadler, the whole crew. If China takes over this country with the help of these people, and right now they're complicit in more ways we have to get in, time we have to get into here on the show, but they're going to get killed. They're going to be killed immediately. As soon as the Chinese get what they want, off with their head. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
You know, that was the first thing that Obama did with his green new energy deal with Solyndra. They were going to have a Chinese owned solar power plant. Wait a minute, you know about that because wasn't that in your area over there, Solyndra?
But it was actually part of it, but it emanated out of Colorado from a party that I had. Well, let's put it this way: there was a big Agenda 21 conflict in Fort Collins, Colorado. And one of the families in Fort Collins on the bad side of Agenda 21 was granted the money for Solyndra, and it went belly up. I think they lost $800 million and didn't produce one job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's going to happen if these AOC plus three get in there. There's not going to be any green jobs. I mean, the people in Philadelphia, they're all going to work on windmills, according to the Democrats, the AOC. I mean, how many windmills are they going to build, Dave? I don't even know. Everybody going to be working on a windmill.
I think they're just going to stand upwind and start farting. That's what you're going to see. And I'm sorry to be so graphic, but windmills are terrible technology. It takes an enormous amount of petroleum to manufacture them and even to maintain them. It's a joke. By the way, too, I don't know if you know this, but my good friend Patrick Wood, the resident expert in the world on technocracy, he researched the gangrene new deal, as I like to call it. He found it actually came out of the brain trust of Franklin Roosevelt, and Roosevelt rejected it. This socialist rejected it for being too radical. And Ocasio-Cortez was handed this. By the way, she was recruited by Social Justice Democrats. Yes. And that was a group that was started by ex-Bernie Sanders campaign workers, and they went around and had casting calls for people they wanted to turn into Congress. All the squad is from this. Mm-hmm. And so they have casting calls. Ocasio-Cortez was doing wet t-shirt contests in bars when she was discovered. I kid you not, this is a true story. And they handed her the gangrene new deal that they wrote. It's Bernie Sanders' document.
Well, they're against cows. They're against planes. They're against everything. And that's the other thing. I mentioned to the dark winter thing from Biden. But man, if you hear that crypt keeper talk, man, it's the most darkest, angriest things. Like, who'd even want to be a part of that? I mean, the left's going to celebrate when that guy's in. You know, if Biden gets in, Dave, those cities that they blew up and those forests that they burnt down are still burned down. They're not going to come back. And the cities aren't going to come back. They're going to be sitting in piles of ruin. And they can all high five that Joe Biden is now in the White House. What did that get them except for blown out cities and burned up forests?
Well, they're just trying to make Americans miserable, so they blame Donald Trump. As I said before, I think it's all these actions are coming from a central source designed to make the people blame Trump since he's the man in charge. Mm-hmm.
And that is key. And that goes back to what you said. When you see the Trump rally, you see love, happiness, excitement, people saying I love you. It's more than just a political rally. It's people releasing the love that's in their heart all in the same place, and Trump being sort of an epicenter of that, or he's opened the door for that somehow by giving them the platform to do that. But the other side wants us to be miserable, and they all are miserable. The whole left is only a compilation of grievous groups. Everybody's aggrieved. Everybody's been cheated. Everybody's angry. Somebody, you know, they can't have happiness. They're spending their whole life being angry. And I think one of the things is they can't stand the fact that people generally on the right are happy, prosperous, healthy. And, you know, we're just going to go about having our happy lives no matter how many rules they try to put on us. We're going to find a way because we are Americans, Dave. We'll find a way to be happy regardless of their stinking plans.
You know, it's interesting as I heard the, you know, I'm by no means rich, but we've done okay. We really have. My wife and I have done okay, mostly because we never went into debt for anything, except we had a mortgage. We had a 30-year mortgage for, but we've never gone into debt, and we've managed our money. But let me just share this with you. I was told, you live in that house because you have white privilege. Let me tell you about my white privilege, Daniel.
Okay.
I'm almost 23 years old. Okay, I'm out of college. I turned down a chance to go to Marseille, France to play Division II European pro basketball at the advice of pro coach Larry Brown. Excuse me. And so here was my first job. I was the head coach for football, basketball, and baseball in a high school. I taught five different subjects. I don't know if anyone knows about teaching preparation. I was busy. I didn't go home much. It's a good thing I was single. And for all that trouble, I made $10,600. So I explained that to someone who said, you have white privilege. And they said, oh. But then they came back, you have family privilege. What? What is family privilege?
Okay.
And they explained, did you have a mom and a dad?
Wow.
Yes. Did they stay together? Yes. Did you have the Leave It to Beaver household? I said, why don't I call it that? But my dad was gainfully employed. My mom was loving. I loved my sister. I said, what's the problem? You had family privilege other people don't have because they're people of color. I kid you not. This is what was told to me.
Wow. You know, and
you
I'm
believe
think,
that.
Well, this white privilege stuff going on, I think Antifa needs to show their allegiance to BLM and give up their houses first. They should demonstrate how it's done because Antifa is all white, and they got that's white privilege right there. They got skateboards, they got paint cans, they got body armor, and they got body odor. And so they need to get up off their houses and show and prove their allegiance, Dave. I don't think they're doing. I think they're a little disingenuous here.
I think they're more than disingenuous, but they're paid by groups that are owned by George Soros. And a lot of them are felons that were let out of prison, mostly in places like New York and California, Cuomo and Newsom. I mean, that's insane. I could not, I'll tell you, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, I could not have imagined all the insanity we're seeing right now. I could not even have conceived of it. And I work in this every day, and I didn't see this coming. It's perversion. And the other thing is, too, is I have to give the left credit. After Hillary was defeated, they really did a good job launching a comeback because they knew they could never win an election. You have to give them credit for locking us down, wrecking the economy, for a virus that only affects a small percentage of the population. And then they turn around now. And they're taking away things for a second time where second lockdowns are being imposed. Daniel, they're well organized, and then they have all the cheating on the ballots.
Mm-hmm. No, they are organized, and they get caught doing that a lot of times. You know, it reminds me of that one of those riots. It might have been Philadelphia with the U-Haul truck. I don't remember that episode. Everybody got a text message that the U-Haul truck was at a certain position, and they went running to the truck to get their shields and their bats and all their other kind of crazy apparatus. So, you know, it is well planned, and it's funded by George Soros, like you said. These people that hate America, you know, I don't know if they really know what the country would be like to live in if they had their way. Nobody's ever thought through that or projected that out. I think they have this imaginary kind of off to the side believing that there's a utopia if they could just fight enough and get rid of enough culture of America. But I've never heard anybody project that out. What is it you want to see? You want to see 3-year-olds having sex with 50-year-old, 80-year-old, gray-haired, with hair plugged vice presidents, you know, or something like that. By the way, Dave, why is it that that Biden's niece is always traveling with him, and this girl is suspected to be in some videos with Hunter? Why is that girl always with him?
You just answered the question. By the implication of your question, I think you answered it. And then you've got Biden's daughter who has the diary implicating him in sexual abuse of her growing up.
Yeah.
And I don't make those allegations lightly. what's out there. I have no idea if that's true, Daniel. I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But I know that's what's out there and what's on the laptop. Mm-hmm.
I also know what's out there was when Joe Biden was vice president, he would get naked to go swimming in front of female Secret Service agents. I do know that. The guy's a freak, Dave.
He is a freak.
Man, I mean, imagine, what, you know, Jill Biden says that that Hunter's a good man. I mean, I'm thinking what? Good on his Pornhub channel? Is he good getting good crack deals? Is he good getting making deals with the Chinese? I mean, what part of good is she talking about?
Did you know that Jill Biden, after the death of Joe Biden's first wife and child, that she was their babysitter?
She getting some too?
Well, the time frame, the Bidens say it happened 2 years after the accident. Mm-hmm. There's other sources out there that said she was the babysitter prior to.
Mm. Hey, Dave, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did you see that one video, the latest video where Joe Biden goes... something about the economy, and he goes,
I saw that last night, yeah.
And but if you look at it, Jill Biden is looking at this, and this the other one was when he called Trump George, you could see Jill Biden mouthing Trump, you know, like that. But his brain is shot, Dave, and he's just a meat suit, and you know, I don't know if you saw it, but just before here, I played the latest commercial for the Trump campaign. Did you see it? It's about Halloween. Some kids, trick-or-treaters, come up. Did you see that? Well, I'll describe it. So these trick-or-treaters come to this house, and they're wanting candy. Well, there's a big trick-or-treater in the back. It's somebody with a Joe Biden mask. And then Joe Biden mask takes it off, and it's Kamala. It's funny as crap.
I love that. Let's talk about Kamala for a second, okay? I've got a couple of researchers that... When she was in the Democratic primary, we started to take a real good look at her. They had to withdraw her because of all the corruption and the fact that people just hate being around her. I mean, she'd have the most money but couldn't get over 7% of the vote. But anyway, here's what we got Kamala on. Alameda District County Attorney blocking the prosecution of a child sex ring run by the local Jesuits in that county, basically Oakland. And then reporters who tried to legitimately follow up and find out why by accessing or trying to access Freedom of Information records requests, they were blocked by Kamala Harris. Okay, now she went to a bigger stage when she was the Attorney General. And I'm only giving you the highlight. And you notice I skipped the part with heels in the air to how she got to where she was with Willie Brown. I mean, she used to double date with Willie Brown. And do you know who the other person was in the double dating? Willie Brown's wife. I'm not joking about this. The stories are legendary, but let me give you what she did as Attorney General. Humboldt County is a flipping mess. It's been lawless for a long time, and some of the people there want changes. And so Kamala Harris said, no, and she blocked everything that they tried to do up there. Even Amazon Prime did a five-part series on Humboldt County. They called it Murder Mountain. And the death rate's incredible, but who's involved there now? The cartels. She ran interference for the cartels in Humboldt County. Mm. I couldn't make this stuff up. Neither could my researchers. They brought this to me, and I said, you've got to be kidding. Mm. And they gave me the documentation. I'm just going, oh, my. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Mm. I mean, she's part of the network with Feinstein and Pelosi and Schiff that links into cartel activities on both sides of the border involving the communist Chinese with fentanyl, with child sex trafficking, and also with the importation of weapons to terrorists, both on our side of the border and in northern Mexico. That's why I talk about Red Dawn quite a bit.
Wow. Hey, you know, I just thought of while you're talking, Dave. Carilla, is that her name? Carilla Harris? She got the same kind of horsey face that Whitmer's got, man. You notice that big old long looking chin looking horsey, you know, you can just hear her whining. You can just see that every when she laughs and stuff.
I call her Mr. Ed. Do you remember that show?
Oh yeah.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Of course, unless you're a horse.
That's why I call her Mr. Ed.
But we got some real sickles out there.
This woman hates everything. I mean, she's a woman. I don't know what her background is. I know her sister Maya was involved in the Ford Foundation, which Obama and his mother came out of, and it's a PSYOP organization. If you wanted to build a Manchurian candidate, that's where you go. And the guy that was running it when Obama was there with his mother, Ann Dunham, was Tim Geithner's father, you know, the guy that used to run the World Bank. Mm-hmm. And it's a big CIA PSYOP, Manchurian candidate producing organization. And I find it so interesting that the Harris family, in part, is linked to this as well, as Obama was.
And that guy's coming out of the woodwork in the last ditch effort to drag that old carcass of a guy, Biden, across the finish line there.
Well, you know why? I mean, if things go the way they're going with all that we're finding out, he's going to jail. He's going to prison. So is Hillary. You notice Hillary's been real quiet, and she also got appointed to an honorary president's job at a college in Ireland, and I found out why. Ireland could make her a citizen based on that appointment, and there is no extradition agreement to the United States.
Wow, interesting. I think the rats are jumping off the ship. You know, if that's why Trump needs to get reelected, okay? Because I think if he does get reelected, then there will be some prosecutions. If he's not reelected, a lot of information is just going to be canceled. It's going to be deleted. Laptops are going to be smashed. It's the whole thing. Yeah. It's going to go away.
If Trump's not elected, I want you to listen to this. That's the knock on your door at 3 a.m., and that's the knock on my door at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. There's never been a Bolshevik revolution in the history of the world, and we're going through it right now, that didn't end with a purge that killed millions of people.
Right, and along those lines, they're going to have to grab the guns. We all know that's about to happen. The good news is there's more gun owners out there now than there ever have been, and I know that my local gun shop said that there have been more single women getting guns than ever, and he said that they've sold out of everything. 50% of it is people who's never owned guns and never intended to ever own a gun. So America is one well-armed place. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they try to roll that out. They're going to put Beto, you know, Beta male or what kind of, I don't know if he knows what
Beta
male.
That's good.
You know,
good.
Wearing skinny jeans.
You've had some zingers tonight, Daniel.
Well,
you're on fire.
Well, that's, you know, hey, I got to, man. We got a crazy election coming up, Dave. We want to survive this thing.
Oh, my God. Let me ask you this question. Let's assume that the Democrats steal the election and they come in with their mandates. How are you going to react?
That's a good question. Now, I want to pass on that, but I will answer it the way that I asked that exact question to the gun instructor that was on his program 2 weeks ago, and he said, without the Second Amendment, there is no country, and I'll leave it at that. So, you know.
So you're talking there'll be insurrection, in your opinion?
Yes.
I do too.
That's the one. I mean, Americans will take a lot of stuff. They'll take stupid masks for Cooties 19. They'll take social distancing. They'll take the Pledge of Allegiance taken out of schools. I mean, even taking abortion for that matter. But it seems to me that the guns is the one place that they won't. And the world, Dave, is depending on America for us not to give our guns up like they already have, because we can see the future by looking at Australia, by looking at England, by looking at Venezuela. We can see the future when that happens, and it's a nightmare. And so they're hoping that this election turns to the right and stays for good and decent America that believes in the Second Amendment. They're hoping, because just the hope of America keeps these people alive enough. They're like already in the camp. They're in the Nazi camps, believing that there's an America out there, that no matter what's done to them, there's still an America out there, and that gives them hope. Dave, we are not just giving hope for people in this country, but the world. Freedom literally rests on whether or not America stands on that Second Amendment.
You know, there's a statistic that I think both of our audience will benefit from knowing. This comes from the University of Hawaii Democide Project. You could look it up. And democide means genocide by government. And they did a study, and they found there were 16 qualifying genocides in the 20th century, and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. We need to repeat this often, Daniel. Mm-hmm. If they're coming to get your guns, you may as well choose to die in your home, because mm-hmm. your death will be a lot more miserable if you go to a camp.
Yeah. And I say, if they got a FEMA camp, I'd like to see what my view looks like. You know, I mean, I want to be able to pick it. You know, I don't want to just stuck in anyone. But no, I mean, that's really it, Dave. I mean, there's that line there. And somehow or another, I think they know that. And there's not enough police officers because Trump has, you know, the reason this GDP came out at 33.1% in the middle of the pandemic is because Trump built such an economy with the reduced regulations, no dependence on foreign oil, wages, tax cuts. He built such an economy that has literally withstood everything that the Democrats have tried to shut this country down with. Riots and Cooties 19 fraud, the whole thing. So they're still on the other side of the election. There's still that in place. So there's still people are still empowered to withstand whatever it is that the Democrats are going to try to foist on this country.
Yeah, isn't it just amazing that 33%? I mean, people are finding that figure to be unbelievable, but I actually do believe it because we were taken so far down. Here's another thing too about the mainstream media, and I think we should put this out here too. In the second quarter, when our GDP went down 31.2%, it was mentioned on CNN 158 times. That's the count that I've read. And all through the mainstream media. They haven't even covered on MSNBC, CBS, ABC, or CNN. They have not even covered the recent GDP third quarter figure.
Nope. They haven't covered Trump's four nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. They haven't covered the laptop. It is literally a news blackout. There is no news in this country. People should realize that, and I think they do intrinsically. The good news on that end of it is you and I both still have programs broadcasting out there getting information out. There's a whole lot of other people, even though they get banned, people know about it, and they divert their sources around these big tech blockers. There are ways around. The internet's still around. They would have to literally shut somebody's internet off for them not to find it. And I think people have already found out what the truth is. And so we're really not relying on something coming through a Facebook feed or something coming through a Twitter feed. There are so many sources of information out there that we can still find out what's going on without them. So I don't think that they're having that much of an effect on the election.
I totally agree with you, unless we get to the mail-in ballots. That's, like I said, I still pray that the Lord intervenes and does not let this become a factor. Otherwise, you know, I'll tell you this. I'll just speak for myself. I'm not going to get real specific, but you remember 4 years ago, you had Madonna and all these crazy people yelling, not my president.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my actions, not my government, not my government. You're acting outside the Constitution. I'm not obeying anything that's outside the Constitution. And I think this needs to become our theme. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you know, I'm too old to fight and too fat to run, but I can still pull a trigger and I will support a counter-revolution against people that come against the citizens of this country.
Mm-hmm. Was there a Supreme Court justice? Who was it said, Dave, you're a man in the know, said something like, if there's a law that is against the Constitution, it's not a law?
Yes. I don't remember who said it, but I remember the quote. I'll give you another quote, too. To the Chi-Coms who would come here at the invitation of the Democrats. Actually, a lot of the Chi-Coms are already here, but the Chi-Coms who would come here, Yamamoto said it best, and you all need to hear this, Wei Fang, defense minister of China, who says you want to exterminate every American. There'll be a blade of grass, and behind that blade of grass, as Yamamoto said, will be an American with a gun.
Well, that's the way it was in the Revolutionary War, man. The best trained and well-equipped army in the world, the British, came over here, and all we had was some ragtag raccoon hunters in the forest running around, and they were able to stop them by God's grace. And, you know, there's a book out there. I think it's called George Washington, The Providential Life of George Washington, and there are divine interventions all through early America. And I think, Dave, that we're going to see some more divine intervention as well.
You know, Steve Quayle, when Donald Trump was running in the first election, Steve Quayle called him, excuse me, God's prosecutor. I've never heard a better term than that. He is God's prosecutor. And the Bible promises, if you believe we're headed towards the end days, the Bible says, as we approach the end of days, the sins of the leaders will be revealed. And you know what's really true, and I'm sure you're finding this too. What used to take me weeks or even months to write a research article on corruption, I can now do it in hours. It's so easily run down and sourced.
Mm. Hey, wasn't that the theme of Red Dawn? Ragtag, you had a well-trained army just drop in the United States, but the, out in the forest was a ragtag group of the Wolverines, Resistance. I mean, same theory. They fought them off.
Well, I really believe, now America has been too passive and we've kind of dumbed our way into the crisis we're in, but I do believe at the end of the day when people start saying, man, this is Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia rolled into one, America will not go quietly into the night. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, yes, I do. And of course, for a disclaimer, I'm sure you agree with me. Nobody on these, your program or mine is advocating violence, nor are we threatening the use of weapons against anybody in authority. That's not been said here. We're just saying that you better have a very good reason, a constitutional reason, if you're going to come and get the guns. And right now, we don't see at this point any constitutional reason or validation for that to happen. That's all we're saying.
Well, they've already got our First Amendment. And when they shut down a Walmart and you sell similar products, but you're shut down because you're a non-essential business, they've destroyed our Fifth Amendment of due process. They've destroyed equal protection of the law with the 14th Amendment. I mean, they've already taken major holes and put them in our Constitution. But I'll tell you, the one that people can't give up is taking the guns. You see, if they come for our guns, it's Lexington and Concord. When they come for your guns, you're next. Hmm. And that's an act of war against the people. There is no constitutional reason to take a gun, ever. Hmm. It's an act of war against the citizens. I don't ever advocate for violence. But in an act of war, I have the biblical and legal right to self-defense.
Hmm. And that's exactly what the early Americans believed. That's where the Minutemen came from. They said, well, okay, you go to church and then you get outside and ready to fight the British within a minute. So we need to keep our powder dry or our ammo in our magazines and be ready for whatever happens. And that could just be anarchists running crazy through the streets too as well.
Well, we're going to see a lot more of that. I actually believe if Trump is elected, we're going to see Bosnia 1992. I've talked to some people from Bosnia that have come to America that lived through that. I actually had a foreign exchange student whose parents went through it. I had a discussion with him on Skype. I think we're going to see that big time. Mm-hmm. By the way, Daniel, I don't know, you probably didn't hear that I reported on this, but when Paul Martin, my friend in Colorado, mm-hmm. he has friends in the Aurora Police Department, and when they had the shutdown of Interstate 25 with BLM and Antifa, the police said they were doing mock sniper drills on top of tall buildings. They couldn't do anything to them except arrest them for trespass because they didn't have guns. And then they did the same thing 1 week later in Austin, Texas. So this is why I say we're going to be living in a Bosnia. So you say there's no north and south and clear lines drawn. I agree with you. You're just going to have random violence like Bosnia.
Hmm. Yeah. And I think this time around, there was virtually no resistance, although there were some resistance to the Antifa crowds looting and burning down cities. There were spots of groups of men that kind of challenged them in smaller venues, in lesser methods, you know, less violent methods. But I got a feeling that there may be a larger resistance after Trump wins, if that still goes on, because Americans say, look, we won the election and we're not going to have our country burned down by you bunch of freaks.
Well, I think we'll see the deputizing of a lot of Americans by constitutional sheriffs, and you'll see the sheriff's departments really take the lead in restoring law and order. Sheriff Mack is a good friend of mine, and we've talked about this, and he says the sheriffs are the ones that can save this country, and I agree, because they only answer to the people in an election. Yeah, hey, this has been a lot of fun, this simulcast thing. We got to do this again. This was great.
Dave, it's always good. Iron sharpening iron on the internet. We were both simulcasting the program, and it's been great being on your program.
Yeah, let me say, love you to the CommonSenseShow.tv audience. And, you know, thanks for being here. And, you know, inexpensive, quality guests right here. We got one. And my pleasure to also be on your show with your great audience. And I've been on your show before. They have such great questions. You have a really good audience.
Yeah. Yeah, we really didn't take any questions because we only had an hour tonight. But next time we get on, we'll take some questions.
We'll take the whole time next time.
Yes. Sounds good, Dave.
Okay. Well, look, I got to scoot,
right.
as you know.
Yep.
And to my audience, we'll see you. Thank you for joining us. And Daniel, thanks for doing this with me. A lot of fun, my friend.
You bet. Good evening, Dave.
Take care.